Yeah, baby. Happy Monday to you. It's Tone the Bone here from the TKR Studios. Tony Curry Radio checking in here on Facebook Live as we do every single week. Fox 6 on Thursday morning. I'm not sure if my radio partner is currently down in the St. Lucia Islands. Beautiful. For his anniversary with his lovely bride. He took his wife down to St. Lucia Islands on their 24th wedding anniversary. Imagine what he's going to have to do on his 25th. Hello. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. I watched lots of college football, and I want to talk about that as well as some pro action. My Cincinnati Bengals finally got a victory this past weekend against the hapless Jets. Thank you, Jets. JETSLOSS. Thank you, Jets. I love you. And, of course, the Crimson Tide looked fantastic. The UAB Blazers off this weekend. And the Auburn Tigers get a victory this weekend, 17-14, one of the ugliest football games I ever saw. I was listening to Burcham and his guys and Stan White, who's a friend of mine, on the Learfield Auburn radio network. And, man, they get up 14-0. I'm like, okay, this is what we've been waiting for. I think their first 15 or 16 plays from scrimmage were run plays. And I'm thinking super duper. I was on the Jay Barker radio network from the TBRS Foundation, the big community out there at Highland Golf Course on Friday. We're talking about this. And I'm going to give a little word of advice because I tell it like it is. Brian Harsin, the minute they fire you, man, pack your stuff up and get out and enjoy your life. And thank you for being an upstanding. You're not a great coach, but you are a good coach, and you could be a great coach. I believe that. Auburn doesn't want you. This Auburn-Brian Harsin situation is starting to feel like an abusive relationship. You're doing everything you possibly can. You don't have the pieces. You lost your two quarterbacks. You got Robbie Ashford in there. He don't know what the hell is going on. The first couple of throws, he couldn't even pull the trigger. He couldn't throw the football. I don't know if that's a coaching situation. I just don't know if you have the right pieces. But you're in for a little over a year, and the Auburn Tiger fans don't want you. And I'm siding with you. I'm siding with Brian Harsin. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve this crap coming down from the alumni, from the boosters, from the insiders who tried to get rid of you last year. You've been there for a little over a year. You know, this is the way you're going to be treated in a relationship. You need to pack your bags and get out and thank the Lord it's happening now and not like it did with Gus Malzahn. See, this is the Gus Malzahn syndrome. What happened with the Auburn Tiger fans and their fan base was they had this Gus Malzahn guy who talked a big game. Every time we were at SEC Media Days, we'd talk about how great the team looked, how there was one year, I'll never forget, it was one year I was sitting down there with Al Jay and myself, and Gus Malzahn said, we have no weaknesses on this football team. The only weakness we have is in our kicking game. And, of course, if you hear that as an Auburn fan, you're thinking, national championship. We've already done that. So why are you talking so much? So Gus always felt the need to please his fan base by talking bigger than the Auburn Tigers actually were, and it came back to bite him in the butt. But they gave him 6-7 years to prove himself. Now, of course, he split and went down to Florida, and he's living a good life too. And I can promise you, and he's been asked this question, this whole Auburn situation, he's like, ugh. It's going out with that crazy man or that crazy woman. It's like it's fun for a while, and then after a while, it's just chaos, drama, 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 drama. And then finally, you get your payout, and you're like, God, I'm glad that's over with. That's what a lot of coaches feel like when they go to Auburn. That's what a lot of people, period, feel like when they go to Auburn. They're eating themselves from the inside out. For a college institution that's supposed to be all about family, we're all in. You got to be all in if you're going to play all out. I'm so sick and tired of all the sayings and all the statements and all the crap. I'm starting to think that Auburn doesn't want to win football games. It's just that it's an abusive relationship. And Brian, I'm sorry. I'm a college football fan. I root for both Auburn and Alabama. I know people have a hard time believing that. I make more money when Alabama wins, so when they play each other, I root for the Crimson Tide. But I think I am one of those guys. I think it's great for the state when both teams do really, really well. Right now, he's 1-0 in conference play. He's 3-1 this season, coming off that whole debacle last year where they were trying to get rid of you. Take your $15 million. Brian Harsin is going to get $15 million. Way to go, Auburn. It's another, what do you got, about 7 or 8 coaches now that you're paying off? $15 million if they fire you before December 22nd. If I'm Brian Harsin right now, and I know Brian would never do this, he's working his ass off. There's no one wants to win more with the Auburn Tigers than Brian Harsin does. He's doing everything he possibly can. Is he a great coach? Can he turn this thing around? They're not going to give him the opportunity to turn around. So take your $15 million, take a little time off, take your wife and the kids and the family or whatever, and go find yourself a place where they appreciate you, where they're willing to give you more than like 14 games to prove yourself. Truth of the matter is, you're always going to be compared to Alabama, and right now Nick Saban is going to be there to the year 2029 or 2030. He ain't going to get any worse. This ain't a guy that's ever going to have a four-loss season. Nick Saban's never going to have a three-loss season. So you're going to have to deal with that. So at this point, you're playing it like Mike Leach. We had Mike Leach on our show the other day. You're playing it like Mike Leach. You win 8 or 9 ball games, that's a pretty good deal. You win 10 or 11, that's even better. The fact that you got to a national championship, you played one, is kind of hurting a little bit because now Auburn fans believe that they should get back every single year, and it's just not going to happen. And it sure as hell ain't going to happen when you are eating yourself from the inside out on your coaching staff. I don't get it. Brian, I like you a lot. If you're watching this morning, and I know you follow me on Twitter, man, they're doing you a favor. This is the woman who says, I'm leaving you. I'm tired of you. I don't like the way you do things. You don't dress right. You're sitting too, you're not sitting upright. You know, you're slouching. You're not good to my friends. I don't like your family. I don't like your mother. I don't like your father. And you're like, dude, but for some reason you stay with her. Maybe it's because she's hot. Maybe because you thought she was hot. Maybe you're one of these people that doesn't like confrontation. You're just trying to play it out. You're like, you know what? I'm going to let her weed through her issues, and maybe things will settle down. It ain't going to settle down because it's Auburn. They can't get out of their own way. It's drama, drama, drama. Every single day there's problems, there's issues. It's unbelievable. It really is. So, Brian, go take your $15 million. Great job with your agent. Go take their money again and split. And good luck to the next coach that wants to coach down at Auburn. I don't know. I don't know what else you want to do. You want to dig up Pat Dye? I mean, what you have to get someone from the inside out? Hell, you had Kevin Steele. He lost his only game. He would have been a great hire. But you got rid of him, too. And Brian Harsin was a splash hire. The guy was super successful where he came from. But you're wanting to fire him, and you tried to fire him in his first year, for God's sakes. I don't care if he goes 1-12. You got to give the guy a chance to bring some of his own people in and, first of all, get behind him. It's really difficult to be successful when you know everyone around you wants you to fail. Now, some people are going to go, well, you know, who's that? Deanne Johnson, good morning to you. A lot of people, when everyone around you wants to see you fail, I know it motivates some people. But when you've got people that can get you fired, that can start setting traps for you, and you know, every time you turn around, someone's saying a bad word about you, and you got people whispering about you down the hallways, and you're giving it all you got, Brian, they're doing you a favor. Auburn's doing you a favor. At least they didn't let you sit there for 2 or 3 years and be like that woman. Honey, you look really good. I love the fact that you got your teeth whitened and you're starting to lose weight, and I think things are going to work out. And then she dumps you in a heartbeat because that's what the Auburn Tigers are going to do. So get out while you can. Right now, people are rooting for you. I'm rooting for Brian Harsin. The college football community is rooting for Brian Harsin right now. The only people who aren't are Auburn fans and alums and boosters and knuckleheads inside who can't seem to get out of their own damn way because they expect to win 11 or 12 games every year. It ain't happening. And I'll tell you right now, fire Brian Harsin now. Auburn, if you've got just a little bit of respect, okay, you got a little lead in your pencil, do Brian a favor and pull a Scott Frost and fire him now so he can get out before the absolute devastation happens. You got LSU coming up at home, okay? Should be a win. It ain't going to be. You got at Georgia. It's going to be a bloodbath. You're going to get fired after the Georgia game anyway, so do Brian Harsin a favor and fire him now. You got at Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin? Who knows? You got Arkansas at home. They just lost this past week at A&M, but they're 3-1. At Mississippi State, who knows what's going to happen with Mike Leach. You got A&M at home. Of course, they get the victory. They're going to get better from week to week as soon as they find their offense. And then, of course, you're going to Tuscaloosa at Alabama. Seriously, Auburn, do Brian Harsin a huge favor. It's the only thing you'll do for Brian Harsin that is decent. It's the only thing you'll do for Brian. Hiring him was not decent. Giving him a good contract was decent. This is the only thing that's decent for the Auburn Tigers right now. If you're watching, you're part of the administration, you're the president, I don't care who the hell you are. Fire him now. Fire him today so at least he can get out before the bloodbath, because right now his stock is going to be higher before he plays Georgia, before he plays Mississippi State, before he plays Ole Miss, before he plays A&M, before he plays Arkansas, before he plays Alabama. Because it's super hard to coach when you know the entire organization is not behind you. And they're rooting against you because they know they're going to fire you. And right now, he's number one on hotseat.com, and it's a joke. It's ridiculous. No wonder Auburn can't win more than 6 or 7 ball games a year. Anyway, I'm done. Hey, listen, our good friends at Coosa Valley Auto Sale, that is one place now that they do get behind you. Al Cooper is a friend of mine. I met him a couple months ago. They came on here with TKR and Tony Curry Radio. And they do this thing called a customer co-op. I didn't know what a customer co-op. Co-op means cooperation. So they're cooperating with the customer. They don't come in and say, listen, we bought this car. How much you want to give me for it? They show you what they paid for the car. They show you what they're going to charge you for the car. They tell you why. They work with the Coosa Valley Credit Union right there, so they're going to give you a great deal. It's right down the street. They have a wonderful relationship with those fine people, and they're going to make sure you get in the vehicle of your dreams. And they're all used cars. Why buy a new car? There ain't no chips out there. As soon as you drive it off the lot, you're losing 20% of your depreciation. Get yourself a great used car. They call them the Easter eggs. I know I use that a lot. Now it's like, hey, stop talking about the Easter eggs. Well, you put it in my brain, dude. I got to do that. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. Jeff Wood, good morning to you as well. Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Al, David, Brad, the entire crew. They do a bang-up job. Their number is 256-267-0296. 256-267-0296. And I ran a couple of friends of mine that actually have shopped with Coosa Valley Auto Sale this past week. They bought a car from Al just about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago. Said the experience was wonderful. I've dealt with a lot of car dealerships. Check it out. It's great. Thanks to all of our great sponsors as well. We have a full list of brand new shows this week on TKR and Tony Curry Radio. They run live starting at 9 o'clock every Monday through Friday morning with Students of the Game. It's three guys, a couple guys from Auburn. An Auburn guy, he should be going off today. Some Jeff State kids, and it's called Students of the Game. Three college guys that talk about college professional football. That goes off at 9 o'clock. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from, of course, the Jimmy Hill Mission and now the Montgomery Food Bank. He joins us at 10 o'clock every single day. We have Adapt or Perish with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Claypo. That runs at noon. We have Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. We have When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. Fantastic show. He did a great show. He did a whole show about the rock and roll history of 1968 that's running this week. You can hear that show. We got the Damon Johnson Show. We got Live Wire Wednesday, all AC/DC music every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And, of course, two new shows from Kip Kiefer from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. We have a show called Need to Know that runs at 5 o'clock every Monday through Friday. It's a 30-minute show, and Kip talks about whatever the hell he wants, and it's hilarious. It's fantastic. It's great. Steps on some toes, pisses people off, and I like that. And he's also got a brand new show. It's our first visual concept on Spotify called Wanna Bet. And he does picks and stuff with his son, Caden, from Las Vegas. So it's a great show. We got tons of shows, and we're going to be starting some more shows, so check it out. Download the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio. Android, spell out Tony Curry Radio, Curry with a K, or TKR on Apple, and you can listen to our app and listen to the shows. And if you miss any of the shows, go to wherever you get your podcast, and you can hear Curry and Claypo live, Tony Curry live, the show right here. You can hear all those things on your podcast platform. Anything that's got music in it, you got to go to Spotify because they pay all of our licenses. They do a wonderful job. And I see Al just hopped on board. Good job, Al. Get ready, dude. We're going to sell some cars for you today, brother. We're going to get after it. Workplay, also one of our great sponsors. We have a very special Halloween event coming up with my good friend David Merlin, who is a paranormal illusionist. It'll be a Halloween party unlike anything you've ever seen, and I've done thousands of them. That's coming up a little bit later in October. Some great shows, great content. Check us out on the TKR app or wherever you get your podcast, and thanks for watching. Brian, the minute you get fired, and it could be later this afternoon, call me. You got my number? Get on Twitter, call me. I'll get you on the radio station. We'll knock it out. We'll go crazy. But Auburn, do Brian a favor and get rid of him now. Give him his $15 million so at least he can walk out and go, I'm happy to be out of that mess. I'm glad to be out of that relationship. You're cheating on me. I don't like the way you treat me. I don't like your friends. Why do you go out with your friends? Why do you have to have that bowling night every single Monday night? Why don't you go out and cut the grass? Can you change this light bulb? Blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you know what? You're hot. You're good looking. You're an SEC woman. You ain't worth the time. You ain't worth the drama. Get out of the chaos. And then even when you do the right thing, oh, well, you brought me home some flowers, but they were the wrong color. You brought me home some flowers of the wrong color. You're like, dude, what do I got to do? I just brought you home a victory. It's an SEC victory against Missouri. I know they suck, but you still won the football game. That counts for something. I know the eye test does not add up. But when you're not behind somebody and supporting them, good luck. All right. Have yourself a great day. I love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.